Are you a planner or a pantser? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In the writing world, there's this term for a planner versus a pantser. And that term refers to when you're plotting out your story. Planners are more intentional. They'll make outlines that are pretty detailed sometimes, explaining what scenes happen, what dialogue happens, and what happens to characters. On the other side of the scale, there's the pantser. Pantsers kind of just go about the story as they feel like it, and they do more of their structural work on the back half of the editing process. Most people are probably somewhere in between. They like to get started without a plan, but they also like to have some sort of plan in mind. While all of us might not be writers, we all likely fit on this scale of planner to pantser. Which are you? Well, that's sort of what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called My New Calendar by Emily Acker. I purchased a new calendar. Am I silly for wanting one for the wall? I look at the days that await me. I want you to be Lord of them all. There is so much life coming. There are so many new days. The year will be filled with opportunities and chances to give you praise. I look at each little box, each square. I think about how they belong to you. I don't want to make plans to fill them. I want you to plan all that I do. My new calendar helps me understand. It helps me make plans. It helps me see. And as I move into each new day, I want it to be all about you and not me. So let's talk about this Devo a little bit more together. Do you like using a calendar to plan your days? It's certainly not wrong to plan, and it's a good and healthy to think about the future and what we might do. But as we look ahead, God calls us to hold our plans loosely and be open to what He might call us to do. After all, we don't know what will happen tomorrow, let alone a year from now. As this new year begins, what kinds of plans do you want to make? What are some of your hopes and dreams for this year? When we put our trust in Jesus, we are saying that He is Lord of our lives. Because He died and rose again to save us, our lives are not our own. He bought us at a price when He ransomed us from sin and death. So as Christians, we are called to honor God in every decision we make. And living this way is so much easier than living for ourselves. Of course, Jesus knows we won't follow Him perfectly. Yet God helps us realize when we have strayed, and He mercifully calls us to repent, to turn around and keep following Him. As you look ahead to this new year, how could you invite God into your planning? Remember, just as we can trust Jesus with our eternal future, we can also trust Him with every day of our lives. Sometimes God invites us to do less. Other times He calls us into more, and He often directs us to do something different from what we may have expected. Who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you pray about your commitments and discern how God might be leading you? As we read in Romans 12:1, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Romans 12:1 through 21, as well as chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in writing devos for us in this new year? Well, I hope so. If you are, head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how we can make that happen. Also join us for tomorrow's devo called Choosing Between Good Things with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.